Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, sagt es Ksubis, Perik Tess, Mishnah Dalet. Hamoyshev is Ishtoi Chenvenis. Chenveni is a shopkeeper. Maybe you remember a Mishnah in Pirkei Yovis, Chenveni Makif, the shopkeeper, gives credit. Had it in Masechtas Bava Metzia. Was the money found in front of the shopkeeper? Behind the shopkeeper? Hamoyshev is Ishtoi Chenvenis. He sets up his wife as a storekeeper. She buys, she sells. That's her job, says the Batanur. Oy Shemina Apitrap. Or Shemina, he appoints her to be the Apitrapist, one who takes care of his property. And here too, she has a right to do the business of his property. Zak the Mishnah, Hareza Mashbiya Kozman Shiyirza. He can make her swear that she didn't take anything whenever he wants to. Now that's the din in regard to people that are in charge of your business affairs. Zakta Batanura, there's something called Gilgul Shvua. Once you have a right to make someone swear, you can make him swear or make her swear about different things as well. So in this case, once he makes her swear in regard to his business things, through Gilgul Shvua, he can also make her give a Shvua about other things that go on in the house. But the Tanakhama says, L'chatchila. A husband can't make his wife swear. You take any of the dough for yourself? You took any of the milk that was in the refrigerator for yourself? I don't know, maybe you took it and sold it. You didn't just take what's entitled to you or give it to the children. Rabbi Eliezer says, Afila al pilcha val yisasa. Even a regular wife, who's not his business person in the store, but takes care of his estates, he can make a swear about pilcha, that's a kind of a stick that was used to form and twist the thread, and about her dough. Now, I want to know if you didn't steal the thread or the dough. Now, this is a rare kind of a shvua. Because he's not saying for sure she stole. He's saying, I just want to know that you didn't steal. I want you to swear that you didn't steal. The Chachamim were misaken the shvua because it would be common that a woman that takes care of her husband's estate, she can make a mistake and say, look, I work so hard, you know, I'm allowed to take extra. That's why there's this unique situation where he could be mechayefer. He can make her swear, even though he doesn't know for sure that she took anything. This is a shvua midrabanan, but it's treated like a shvua d'oraisa. She would have to hold a sefer Torah or a chefet shel mitzvah. Now, this isn't just between a woman and her husband. Any apitropist that's in charge of someone else's money, the bialim are allowed to say, I want you to swear in case you stole. I want to hear you didn't steal, even though I have no evidence whatsoever that you stole anything. So the Tanakhama says, look, once she's his business manager, so again, chazring over, the Tanakhama says, look, only once she's his business manager and he can make her give this shvua. Just want to make sure you're not taking things that you don't deserve. Once he can make her give the shvua about the business, so he can do so about household items as well. But you can't l'chatchila make her swear about household items. Rabbi Eliezer says you can't. Why does the Tanakhama say he can't make a swear about household items? So the Gemara says this lashon: Ein adam dar im nachash b'chvifa achas. You can't live with a snake in the same basket. Snake in the same basket? It's a mashal. You can't live with someone who doesn't trust you about the dough and the milk and the spindle or whatever else is in the house. But if they have a business relationship, that's different.